Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Today, Dr. Brand and I are going to discuss the cutting of varsity teams. We've seen a couple of athletics programs cut some teams in the past few weeks. And to me, as a former student athlete, it's always bothersome when I see athletics opportunities reduced. And I just wanted to see if you'd weigh in on it.
Oh, I agree with that. In fact, I find this trend, a growing trend, very disturbing and very unfortunate. Schools do face financial problems, there's no question about it. And under those conditions, sometimes schools have to make cuts, whether it's in academic programs or in athletic programs. That happens. What we're seeing in some cases, though, is that the overall budget is not being cut in the athletic department, but monies are being spent somewhat differently. Some teams are being cut and others are being better supported. What's disturbing about that is what you're doing is eliminating participation opportunities. You have to distinguish between the professional leagues and college game. If we were a professional league, we'd only have one or two sports.
Right.
The reason we have so many sports and the reason why NCAA requires each division to have a certain minimum number of sports, men's and women's, is because we want to maximize the number of participation opportunities. If intercollegiate athletics is really valuable as an experience for those who participate, for the students, you don't want to cut teams. If anything, you want to see if you can build up new teams.
What kind of a message does it send to that lacrosse student athlete or that track and field student athlete when their program is cut and then, as you said, more money goes to certain other programs?
I think it sends a very poor message, and I'm disappointed in that message. Now, sometimes I know schools do have to make cuts for financial reasons. But if they're making cuts, I think, in a way that diminishes the student participation opportunities, that's a mistake. And I'll tell you, Josh, even more disturbing than that is when it gets blamed on Title IX.
Absolutely.
Because these are not Title IX decisions. These are decisions internal to the athletic department. Sometimes they're financial decisions. And justifying it by blaming Title IX really does a disservice to the many young women who are participating in sports. To the extent that that happens, I think it's a gross mistake.
Why do programs blame it on Title IX? Why are they using that as their scapegoat?
I think scapegoat's the right word. I would use that as well. They think it may go down easier, may be more politically acceptable. You have a target to blame. The fact of the matter is, if you can't afford it, for whatever reason, say you can't afford it. If you want to redistribute the monies, I think you have to think about if you're doing the right things. Here's my suggestion. Try and figure out on a campus the value that college sports adds to the education of those who participate. And then decide how much money you really want to invest in it. Maybe you're not investing enough. But don't blame it on Title IX if you change your mind about how much you want to invest.
Is there anything the national office can do to stop schools from cutting their programs?
Well, we have certain minimums, and some schools are reaching the minimums for each of their divisions, and you stop it there. Over the years, the recent decade or two, some schools have been adding sports, which I think is excellent, both women's and men's. And as they're adding sports, they are creating more participation opportunities. Some of them may have overextended, and I can understand that as well. But we can't regulate that other than setting minimums, and we won't change our minimums, we won't make them any lower.
When programs are cut, a lot of kids transfer so that they continue their athletics opportunities elsewhere. I always find it upsetting that a kid will transfer and have to leave a school that he or she may really enjoy because of that athletics opportunity. Do you have any message for those kids?
Well, you do have to make a decision how important athletics is in your career, your college career. Remember, the athletic participation opportunities only last a few years, but the education you receive will stay with you for your life. So if you're getting a good education, even if you're disappointed about not being able to play, take seriously the educational opportunity you'll be giving up by moving.
All right. Well, we'll keep our tabs on this, and hopefully we'll see fewer programs cut in the next few months.
Thank you, Josh.